We invite you to tune in to the Stream Globe online radio. This is a 24-hour radio service providing you with the best of gospel music, sound Christian teachings, and your favorite Stream Globe devotionals. Share the link with a friend. You will find the link around the end of every devotional text. Hi everyone. This is just a quick heads up to stay safe on WhatsApp. Unfortunately, there are some people out there who may try to trick you into sharing sensitive information. Please remember that no one from Stream Globe would ever ask you for codes or numbers. Also, if you're on any of our Stream Globe WhatsApp groups, if you receive any unsolicited messages from a member of your WhatsApp group, don't panic. Don't leave the group. Simply block and report such a person to WhatsApp using the report option. They won't be able to send you messages again, and WhatsApp will take appropriate action to prevent this from happening to others. Such people will most likely be eventually banned by WhatsApp. So please be careful as you use WhatsApp, and remember to forward Stream Globe Devotional to your friends and contacts on WhatsApp.
Hello, and welcome to Stream Globe Daily Devotional. Your host is Pastor S.D. Abraham.
Today's Stream Globe Devotional is titled, Jesus is Knocking. Today's meditation was written by Abraham Damilola Arigi. We shall be taking our Bible reading from Revelation chapter 3, verse 20 to 22. Listen, I am standing at the door and knocking. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into his home and share a meal with him, and he with me. I will grant the one who conquers permission to sit with me on my throne, just as I too conquered and sat down with my Father on his throne. I have just read from the New English Translation Bible. From when he was in the university, he came and knew that there was a call of God upon his life. He knew he would have to seek God for clearer specifics and details. But this never occurred. Immediately after he graduated from the university, he participated in his country's mandatory youth service corps for 1 year. During that period, he had several opportunities to seek the face of the Lord, but he spent all that time searching for opportunities for a better life. He spent all his time applying for jobs and scholarships to various graduate programs in university campuses around the world, but he relegated God's call on his life to the background. All the while, Jesus was still knocking. By the time Ikena turned 49, he looked at his life and all his achievements, but he knew he had missed out on his divine destiny. He had spent the best years of his life chasing money. He had a feeling of emptiness that could not be described. We see in today's Bible text that the one who conquers will sit with Christ on his throne. Christ will rule the entire universe, and those who conquer will rule and reign with him on his throne. Many Christians have been deceived to think that escaping hell and making heaven is the ultimate goal. They fail to realize that God did not just destine us to see the kingdom. He destined us to inherit the kingdom. Conquerors are not those who just conquered hell. They are those who conquered life for Christ. They are those who conquered territories for Christ and fulfilled their divine destiny. When the Lord returns, he will reward everyone according to the work they have done. Are you using your talents for the advancement of God's kingdom now? That is what will determine your reward, according to what the Lord has taught us. If you are listening to this and you have not yet made Jesus the Lord of your life, or you want to accept him today, let us pray this prayer together in faith. And as you confess the Lord, you will receive his salvation. Repent of your sins before the Lord and ask Him to come and be the ruler of your life. The reason why it is expedient that you repent of your sins is because when Jesus becomes the Lord of your life, everything that you do that does not please Him is sin. And so you repent of all the things that you have been doing that displeases the Lord, now that you are accepting Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Lord means ruler and controller. When you accept Jesus as Lord of your life, it means He owns you. And you cannot use your life anyhow. Your life now exists to please Him. So if you want to make Jesus the Lord of your life, take some time out and pray. Ask Him to forgive you. Ask Him to cleanse you. And ask Him to come and be the Lord and ruler of your life. He will receive you and He will take charge of your life. The audio for today's yearly Bible reading plan comes up next. Psalm 108 to Psalm 110.
Psalm 108. A song. A song of David.
My heart, O God, is steadfast. I will sing and make music with all my soul. Awake, harp and lyre. I will awaken the dawn. I will praise you, Lord. Among the nations, I will sing of you among the peoples, for great is your love, higher than the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches to the skies. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let your glory be over all the earth. Save us and help us with your right hand, that those you love may be delivered. God has spoken from his sanctuary.
In triumph, I will parcel out Shechem and measure off the valley of Succoth. Gilead is mine, Manasseh is mine, Ephraim is my helmet, Judah is my scepter, Moab is my washbasin, on Edom I toss my sandal, over Philistia I shout in triumph.
Who will bring me to the fortified city? Who will lead me to Edom? Is it not you, God? You who have rejected us and no longer go out with our armies? Give us aid against the enemy, for human help is worthless. With God, we will gain the victory, and He will trample down our enemies.
Psalm 109. For the director of music of David, a song.
My God, whom I praise, do not remain silent. For people who are wicked and deceitful have opened their mouths against me. They have spoken against me with lying tongues. With words of hatred they surround me. They attack me without cause. In return for my friendship, they accuse me. But I am a man of prayer. They repay me evil for good and hatred for my friendship. Appoint someone evil to oppose my enemy. Let an accuser stand at his right hand. When he is tried, let him be found guilty. And may his prayers condemn him. May his days be few. May another take his place of leadership. May his children be fatherless and his wife a widow. May his children be wandering beggars. May they be driven from their ruined homes. May a creditor seize all he has. May strangers plunder the fruits of his labor. May no one extend kindness to him or take pity on his fatherless children. May his descendants be cut off, their names blotted out from the next generation. May the iniquity of his fathers be remembered before the Lord. May the sin of his mother never be blotted out. May their sins always remain before the Lord, that he may blot out their name from the earth. For he never thought of doing a kindness, but hounded to death the poor and the needy and the brokenhearted. He loved to pronounce a curse. May it come on him. He found no pleasure in blessing. May it be far from him. He wore cursing as his garment. It entered into his body like water, into his bones like oil. May it be like a cloak wrapped about him, like a belt tied forever around him. May this be the Lord's payment to my accusers, to those who speak evil of me.
But you, sovereign Lord, help me for your name's sake. Out of the goodness of your love, deliver me. For I am poor and needy, and my heart is wounded within me. I fade away like an evening shadow. I am shaken off like a locust. My knees give way from fasting. My body is thin and gaunt. I am an object of scorn to my accusers. When they see me, they shake their heads. Help me, Lord. My God, save me. According to your unfailing love, let them know that it is your hand, that you, Lord, have done it. While they curse, may you bless. May those who attack me be put to shame. But may your servant rejoice. May my accusers be clothed with disgrace and wrapped in shame as in a cloak. With my mouth I will greatly extol the Lord in the great throng of worshipers. I will praise him, for he stands at the right hand of the needy to save their lives from those who would condemn them.
Psalm 110 of David, a psalm.
The Lord says to my Lord,
sit at my right hand until I make your enemies a footstool for your feet.
The Lord will extend your mighty scepter from Zion, saying,
rule in the midst of your enemies.
Your troops will be willing on your day of battle, arrayed in holy splendor. Your young men will come to you like dew from the morning's womb. The Lord has sworn and will not change his mind.
You are a priest forever in the order of Melchizedek.
The Lord is at your right hand. He will crush kings on the day of his wrath. He will judge the nations, heaping up the dead and crushing the rulers of the whole earth. He will drink from a brook along the way, and so he will lift up his head.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Kindly share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry, get more of our free resources, or give to this work, visit our website at www.streamglobe.org.